I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a hockey player coming back from multiple concussions and operating at a supernormal level trains for the Olympics. But first, for our discussion of the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, who's in Atlanta this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The World Series has rumbled into St. Louis since we last talked. Are you pleased that it turned out to be the Cardinals and the Red Sox this time around?
I'm a little tired of the Cardinals and the Red Sox. Four times since 1946 is enough. No, I mean, these are a couple of pretty well-matched teams. A couple of teams with very strong starting pitching. I think it's still going to be a great World Series.
During Game 1 of the World Series, the umpiring crew reversed a call after the second base ump had ruled St. Louis shortstop Pete Cosma had possession of the ball during a first-inning double play attempt. The runner was safe at second. The Red Sox scored three runs en route to an easy win. Do you like that approach, or should the call always stand right or wrong?
I like that approach because the call was the worst call I've ever seen on a baseball diamond. I mean,
it was a beauty.
Light years. I do not know what the umpire in question was thinking, let alone looking at.
The Los Angeles Lakers championship banners will be covered up during Clippers home games as per order of new Clippers head coach Doc Rivers, who got the idea when he coached the Boston Celtics. Some Lakers fans are angry. Should they be?
The Lakers fans are angry, but I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, if you're going to share a building, share a building. Be nice hosts. Don't flaunt your obvious success in the face of the Clippers' obvious failures.
And especially this year when the Clippers are likely to be the better team in Southern California.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what's alleged to have happened, but we've heard this before, so.
In need of a quarterback, the St. Louis Rams put in a call to Brett Favre this week. Were you surprised that he said no and that he said it immediately and that he said it without also saying, on the other hand, maybe?
Well, apparently he's having concussion-related memory issues. He talks about not being able to remember what summer it was that his daughter had played recreational soccer and so forth. And apparently he's also forgotten that he used to, like, dive at every quarterback job that came open. But I think it's a sensible play for him. If he's really having the issues, he should stay retired. And it was a silly idea anyway.
He is also 44 years old, I would point that out. After the Aledo, Texas high school football team had beaten Fort Worth Western Hills 91-0 last weekend, the father of one of the players on the losing team filed a bullying form on the school district's website, but the district has ruled that there were no grounds for the complaint. What do you think?
There was no grounds for the complaint. I think that probably the Aledo team should have taken it a little bit easier on the opponent, but it's very hard to make out incompetence on the football field as being victims of bullying.
A high school player in Rittman, Ohio, was suspended from school and kicked off the team on Monday for writing a poem. The poem was about the coach's son, and the young man read it in class. The poem includes these lines: "Nonstop passes from best friend to best friend, continuously doing what doesn't work. The inability to separate being a father and a coach, dropped passes, but yet still the superstar. Yeah, right." On Thursday, Nick Andre's suspension was reversed, and he's back on the roster. Is that the right call?
I think it's the right call, and I admire the young poet for having the guts to go back in that locker room. This has got to be one of the great small-town high school football scandals of all time.
On Tuesday night, Phil Kessel of the Toronto Maple Leafs, a cancer survivor himself, donated a luxury box so that 24 young cancer patients and their families could watch the Leafs host the Anaheim Ducks. And then Kessel scored three goals in Toronto's 4-2 win. So who says no good deed goes unrewarded, huh?
Hey, Bill, if this was the 1930s and Gary Cooper was still alive, he'd be starring in the Phil Kessel story, where Phil goes to the hospital and says, "I'm going to get you a hat trick for you, Bob." And Bobby listens on the radio and he does it. And then after the game, he says, "That's for my friend Bobby."
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's 2013, so what you do is you take out a luxury box. Good for Kessel. Nice performance and a nice thing to do.
Vitaly Klitschko, currently the heavyweight boxing champion of the world, according to at least one of the dozen or so mobs that determine such distinctions, announced on Thursday that he will run for the presidency of Ukraine in 2015. His political party is UDAR, which translates to punch in English, so who's going to get in his way?
If he doesn't go into the debate in a robe with a guy holding a belt over his head, I'm going to be very, very disappointed. And unfortunately, Bill, we've come to the pass in world history where being president of Ukraine is probably a bigger distinction than being heavyweight champion of the world, which could not be said for a lot of years.
Finally, Charlie, marathoner David Babcock set a record last weekend. His time in the Kansas City Marathon was 5 hours and 48 minutes, and that was not the record. But Babcock did manage to knit a scarf while he ran, and it measured just over 12 feet long. So take that, Wilson Kipsang, eh?
Sports! What amazes me about this new record is that there was a record to break.
Yeah, the old scarf was probably 9 feet 11 inches or something, you know.
Well, so. Is the record the length of the scarf or the time in the race? We have to determine this.
It has to be the length of the scarf.
Is there a separate category for sweaters and booties?
If there isn't, there will be soon, I'm quite sure. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well, no matter where he is. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Some like football, some like darts. I like knitting and the simpler arts. Half a dozen needles, an ounce or two of wool fills my cup of happiness chock full. I'm a little nitwit, knitting all the day. That's how I keep dull care away. Hemstitch, lockstitch, plain and purl, a present occupation for a good little girl.